Today, we'd like to see the title of No One Except Through Me in John chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. To another world people through MP3 over YouTube on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number 1, in verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What does it mean? And how can we apply it to our lives? Last question 3, in verse 9, Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? What does it mean? And how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time in John chapter 13:38, Jesus answered him, will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly I say to you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me 3 times. It is observed that Judas' conduct after his betrayal compared with Peter's conduct after his denial. Both understood and admitted their own sins, but Judas responded as two men, regretted, committed suicide. But Peter responded as to the Lord, repented, became a minister. So Jesus went on to say, after predicting Peter's denial, then let not your heart be troubled. Don't be upset. Peter, the representative disciples, you believe in God, believe also in me. As his disciples believe in God, to believe also in Jesus is the remedy to the trouble. Even in Peter's denial and in the other scattered disciples. For example, in a difficulty, just believe in Jesus because he would handle it. Number 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. Mansions are not earthly mansions, but dwelling places or habitation places. That is, in God's house or God's building, there are Jesus' throne made with apparent jewels, a sea of glass like crystal, and habitation places. For example, upon every Christian's physical death, immediately he or she would move into the habitation place of God's building, not made with hands, eternal in heaven, Revelation chapter 4, 3 and 6. And he would sat there, would like a jasper. John the Apostle saw Jesus in vision, a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance, and they were a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald, a lot of jewels there. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like a crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were 4 living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 5 and 2, For we know that if our earthly house or physical body, this tent is destroyed in physical death, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. So habitation place made is the heaven. The Bible teaches that two types of life are physical life and spiritual life, and that real me is not this physical body. The real me is a soul, that is a living soul. But through Adam's original sin, the body shall return to dust upon the physical death. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, God's nostrils, the breath of life, and man became a living soul or a living being. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. In the sweat of your face you shall eat the bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. At the rapture case, the dead in Christ will rise first with the incorruptible bodies, then those who are alive in Christ will change the bodies without the death, shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16, 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51, 52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible body, and we shall be changed. If it were not so, would have told you. If not, Jesus would have told Peter, or Peter the representative disciples, the representative disciples. So yes, there are many mansions in God's house. I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus goes to prepare the mansion for Peter or the mansions of other disciples. Number three, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. When Jesus returns, he will bring Peter, other disciples, or every Christian where Jesus is. Number four, where I go, you know, and the way you know. Now you know the way to enter many mansions in God's house, the way for everlasting life, or the way for salvation. John chapter 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Number five, Thomas said to him, to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Thomas doesn't know the way. Number six, question two, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way for eternal life, both now and eternity of the spiritual life. The truth is God's word, or the scriptures. John chapter 17, verse 17. Jesus said, sanctify them, Jesus' disciples, by your truth. Your word is the truth. So the word of God. John chapter 5, 39. You search the scriptures, for in them, scriptures, you think you have eternal life. These are they which testify of me. The scriptures testify of Jesus. The life is everlasting, or eternal life. John chapter 16, above it. No one to the Father except through me, but by me. This is an exclusive statement, or a radical statement excluding any other human or God's alleged good trial to come to God the Father. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 5. For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Book of Acts chapter 4, 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. No exception. Other radical statement, we don't try to broaden the path, lest we be false prophet. Matthew chapter 7, 13, 55. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Matthew 11, 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. John chapter 6, 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. John chapter 7, 37-38. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me, drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, the spiritual drink, living water. John chapter 8, 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John chapter 10, 7 and 8. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. John chapter 11, 25, 20. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Yes. You know, some Christian physical life, you know, rapture, so without, you know, death. Then number seven, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. If you know Jesus, you know God the Father. How come? Verse 10, I am in the Father, and the Father in me, the unity of Jesus and the Father. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Now you know Jesus, that you know the Father. Now you have seen Jesus, that you have seen the Father. Number eight, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Philip still doesn't understand. Verse 7. Number 9, Jesus said to him, Philip, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He has seen me, has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Jesus answered to Philip, since Philip has seen Jesus so long, Philip also has seen the Father so long. Jesus is the visible and tangible image of the invisible God, or the true and faithful witness of invisible God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. So because at the time creation, Jesus was there, that's why firstborn. Jeremiah chapter 42, number 5. So they said to Jeremiah, let the Lord be true and faithful witness between us, Lord himself, Jesus. If we do not do according to everything which the Lord your God, you know, sends us by you. Revelation chapter 14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodicean write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, Jesus, the beginning of the creation of God, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1, 1 to 4, God who at various times, in various ways, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, the powerful word, when he had by himself purged our sins, crucifixion with bloodshed for us, sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Number 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me, the unity of Jesus and the Father, every Christian's fellowship through the indwelling spirit with Jesus who is in the Father, that is a fellowship with Trinity God. 1 John number 1 chapter 1 verse 3, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. Among Christians, truly our fellowship with the Father, with his Son Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 5 7, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, God the Father, the Word become flesh, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. With God's authority, the Father's authority, God's authority over God the Father's authority, Jesus represents God the Father. In the things that Jesus is saying, or in the things that Jesus is doing, Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came to spoke to them, saying, all authority has given to me from God the Father, in heaven and on earth. Number 12, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also. The works that I do, he will do also. Jesus did the teaching, preaching, healing in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. That is a Palestine territory. Whoever believes in Jesus can teach, preach, heal through the Holy Spirit, as we see the book of Acts, Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, then in the Palestine area, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. After Jesus' ascension into heaven on the Pentecost, the Spirit came upon Christians who have done the Jesus works through the Spirit, not only in the Palestine territory, the following greater works, but also to the end of the earth. That is greater works to enlarge territory, or greater territory works. For example, 16 facilities at Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hills, not only in Anaheim Hills territory, but also other territory. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, O God, you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. So thank you. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Number one, in Jesus' name, in Jesus, or in His will, not in your own flesh, pleasure, or will. Number two, ask anything, not fleshly thing, not your own thing. Number three, God will be glorified in Jesus. Nobody is glorified but God alone. Soli Deo Gloria. John chapter 15, verse 4, 7, 16. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. You do not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. John chapter 16, 23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Make sure of the verse 13 again. Ask anything in Jesus' name, and Jesus will do it. So we cover all three questions. So let's just sing, you know, on bulletin, the blue book. Is Maranatha songbook, the number right here, let me see, the bulletin here, page 51, number 12.